It's the White Belt Radio Show, yo. White belts, white belts, white belts, white belts. Talking about white belts, white belts, white belts.
I fucked up. And other shit.
Welcome to episode seven of White Belt Radio.
We're going live after this motherfucker. We're putting it on Reddit.
That's it.
We're not waiting till 10. No stupid fucking numbers we're giving ourselves. Let's just put it on.
I'm down.
And if they give us some feedback, it might make the next three better.
Here's my question. Are you going to post it as yourself?
No. Fuck no.
Hey, it's this awesome podcast I
actually
made.
I have no Reddit like persona. Yeah. Maybe I've accidentally upvoted a fucking porno or something. So maybe I shouldn't. But
do you want to keep this in?
Huh?
Are we keeping this
absolutely
in?
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
I've uploaded one thing. It was a jiu-jitsu thing that nobody posted. So I was like, why isn't anybody posting this? So I just posted it, and that's
one time there's a subreddit for the Jeep that I bought.
Uh-huh.
And I posted a question about it. Yes, there is.
You're subscribed to your car's Reddit.
There's like that's a bunch awesome. Of people, so I asked them a question, and like they gave me a super smart answer, and I was like, that's how Reddit works.
Okay,
I've been a lurker for a decade.
Good job. Yeah. That's nice. Well, so we're back talking about jiu-jitsu after a week's hiatus. We got, I'm Pete, he's Cyrus.
Yeah.
That's Tony. Mm-hmm. And that's Yanni over there.
What's up?
Yeah, so we're back in action, and I thought we'd, you guys have anything to talk about? I got that topic.
Plenty.
I told you, yeah.
Plenty.
I got some stuff.
Yeah.
Go Cyrus, ahead. You want to geek it off? Cyrus has got a good story. I was there.
Go ahead, Cy.
Cy, go for it.
So if you didn't realize, I've not been going to jiu-jitsu for a while, like a couple of months. So I started going back. And first time, not so bad. We were doing the rolls. It was like, okay. The beginning practice is always a pain in the ass. But we started sparring, I think, last weekend.
And I was there.
And Pete was there. Staring me down. And I'm rolling with this guy. I think he's a blue belt right now.
And I was there.
And he was there.
He's a blue belt.
And we were doing, he got me the first time. The second time we were rolling.
What do you mean he got you? He tapped you?
He tapped the shit out of me. I feel like every time somehow the dude's nuts in my face. And like he does, like it's a dominance thing.
That's a submission. It's a legit submission.
That's my favorite part of jiu-jitsu.
Especially if it's real like, smelly. Like, I'll tap.
You win.
Get the fuck off me.
Congratulations.
Dude.
You got your dick in my face.
Yeah, that's worth
your
something.
Your spons is all up in my...
Okay, so he tapped you.
He tapped me. And then the second time I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this one technique that I've been working on. Start going for it. He gets me in side control. I try to get out, and then he rolls me over to the other side, and I feel a weird pain. So I'm like, okay, there's something wrong. Maybe I like just got a scratch, and I look down, and my pinky toe is perpendicular to my foot.
Holy.
So yes, sir.
I look down, like, oh. like tapped him. I'm like, that doesn't look okay. And I got a lot of adrenaline going, so I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah.
And he looks over. He's like, oh, we should stop. And I'm like, that might be a great idea. Yeah. Turns out the guy that I was instructing is actually, he's a chiropractor nurse, which is weird because I feel like there's a lot of chiropractors or like nurses in jiu-jitsu. Maybe like that's a good business decision. I guess.
I love having them there because anytime I have any issues, any kind of pain, I'm like, hey, is this something I should see a doctor for or am I cool? You know, and they always give me good advice.
Like
so far, so good.
And stuff.
Not like, even just like, ow, my bicep.
That sounds
like weird
really
pain.
You get rashes?
Yeah, it was really lucky that he was here. I always like it when there's somebody who knows what they're doing medically around. Because otherwise, I just sit there like with a stupid look on my face like, duh, who's going to do it?
Yeah.
How? What do we do?
So what did you do?
No, so this happened to me before, to my other toe.
Weak ass toes, bro.
Weak ass pinky toes.
Yeah, that's get rough. Rid of them, dude.
No, but I'm surprised you felt
just
it.
Cut
too
them
hard.
Bitches
they're
off.
Holding, they're holding you back.
You're not going to get a blue belt with those pinky toes.
So it's funny. Last time I did it, the guy was just like, okay, what you're going to do is you're just going to pull it away, put it normal, and then put it back in.
No way.
You just pull sense. It, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great plan. So I did it. And
I would have been like, you
sucked.
Do it.
Did it hurt like a motherfucker?
Didn't he do it for you?
No, but this time, the guy did it for me. But he does this weird thing where like he grabs the back of the foot, and then he just slides his hand, and then it just pops right back in.
No way.
And it didn't feel like anything. He's like, one, it two. Didn't hurt at all. And like, it got back to normal. And I'm used to like the, I know exactly what's going to happen because it did to the other toe. So it swells up like a freaking grapefruit or something like that. And like, it sucks. It turns purplish. This time, actually, though, I think he caught it super early. And it wasn't like he wasn't like a dumbass about it and like jiggling it around, trying to like figure out where to put it in. Yeah. He just kind of put it back into place. So it's actually like semi-normal. It's like chunky, of course, but like I could walk on it normally.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck. It is swollen.
It's a little swollen, yeah.
You got some ugly-ass feet.
You guys, see, this is what I don't get. Like... You got these.
That's
like,
a nice foot right there.
Like long spider looking freaking mountain feet.
Mountain feet.
Yeah. You Hayden on my Flintstone feet?
Yeah. Was that your first time back training?
That was like my fourth or fifth time.
Oh, you had trained 3 or 4 times before?
Yeah. So I was training before. The only thing that's like kind of annoying is the pre-workout? No. It's like the warm-up. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you lost your conditioning.
It's rough.
Yeah, I've been out for a month, and
it can be rough.
The first day I was back, I was like, I feel like I've never done this before.
Right.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, yeah. You feel like you've fallen behind.
Yeah, I'm like, I have to get my conditioning straight before I can even like think about getting to a point where I'm outlasting a person again.
Yeah, and but then you start to realize that what you're gaining in jiu-jitsu is not necessarily the conditioning or the strength. It's more about the technique. That's why technique trumps, because that's what comes back to you quicker, you know?
But when I'm gassed, I'm not thinking technique. I'm just thinking survival.
Yeah.
So that it's like...
No, you definitely need a gas tank to run the car.
My brain is working more cleanly when I'm rolling, when I'm not like...
Yeah, yeah. But that takes, you know, a couple weeks to get back, you know.
Totally.
But the technique, like, you can take time off and come back and have generally the same technique.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it or anything. I know it's going to take time. I've come back from way worse when I was in college. Like,
oh,
I was just, like, way overweight. Like, what am I doing here almost, you know?
Did you start at the new gym regularly?
Yeah, I went last week twice, and then I got sick. So I was like, I'm not gonna give anybody this cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got back in last night and went this morning.
Very nice. How you like it?
It's cool. It's cool. Everyone's pretty chill. I still don't know who the fuck is teaching me, like if they're like even a black belt or not. There's one purple belt who teaches. He was badass. Today we had a guy, he forgot his belt at home, so I have no idea what belt he was. Seemed like he knew what he was talking about.
Okay.
But a couple of red flags with some people that I'm just like, I don't know about you yet.
Like in terms of douchebaggery?
Like first roll with a 2-stripe blue belt, like trying to crush me in neon belly, like first day in, like,
yeah.
Nice. Do you know how to like help sell the gym a little bit? You know,
I'm very particular.
He felt threatened.
With new people.
I don't know. Cause I was only a 3-stripe and there was like all 3 stripes there.
Yeah. With new people, I'm always like, I always wait for them to give me the energy.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do here?
And I was rolling like,
deep?
Okay,
we
I'm
can
back.
Go deep. Mm-hmm. Otherwise I'm going to show play. We don't have to make this a bad day.
Yeah.
You know?
I was just like, man, first day in, I'm taking this neon belly to my floating ribs.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this hurts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got some work to do.
Yeah. It'll all come back. All right. Tony, you said you had something to talk about?
So many things to talk about.
Because I have a topic that I like to kick out there, if you guys want to talk about that.
I don't really have.
Well, he got promoted last week.
True. He did get promoted last year. That's a 3-stripe white belt. Claps. Hey, snaps. And snaps for Cyrus back on the crew. Yeah. Snaps and Cyrus. Yeah.
Back off the crew. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, when are you going to start training? Wrap that thing up and get back in there.
Get in there, dude. Get back, get your ass back in the
game.
Just
cut the bitch off.
You're always going
to
be injured.
Dude, I'm not lying. The first time that happened to me, I actually was considering. I'm like, dude, do we even need a pinky toe? Like,
you really don't.
You know,
Ronnie Lott that bitch.
Take it off, dude.
Cut it off. Cut it off right now. Get the knife. Get the knife.
I'm imagining a dude with like no ears, like he shaves out his nose. Like,
his ears have been filed down.
Anytime a little injury, he just cuts it off.
I don't got time for this, man.
You guys got any bubbles forming on your ears?
Yeah.
Bubbles.
I've had the pain, but I haven't really had any bubbles going.
I feel like I'm starting to get a bubble and I'm like, oh no. Yeah.
There's like one part of my ear where I feel like it got like folded. And so it's just like,
yeah,
it's a
I
nice
probably
little
did that too.
In there, like on the top
oh,
side.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that one time I rolled with you and I hurt you, right?
What?
What?
All I know
I beat your ass. Anyways.
I tapped the blue belt.
wasn't me.
Yeah. No. But I was picturing it was you. Felt really awkward. It's getting weird.
You kept on calling Pete. He's like, my name's not Pete. You're all, fuck you, Pete.
Fuck you, Pete. Why are you hard, bro? Fuck
you, man. Yeah, I was thinking the other day, I was like, man, I need to like wait on getting cauliflower ear because like when I'm married, I don't give a fuck if I get cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
But for the time being, I'm
it's
not.
It's sexy, man.
I don't know,
it's
man.
It's a hot look.
I don't know. I don't.
You don't want to be with someone who doesn't want cauliflower ear.
That's true.
Right?
What if girls are intimidated by it? What if they're like,
ew.
What if you get with a jiu-jitsu girl who's way into it?
But how many jiu-jitsu girls are walking around here, man?
Yeah.
Go to the tournaments.
I mean, I've seen a lot of them.
But they're not jiu-jitsu girls. They're just trophy.
Girls doing jiu-jitsu.
No, there's girls that do jiu-jitsu.
That train.
Oh,
I'm not really
savages.
Into those though. I'm into the ones that are there as trophy wives. I mean, you can't go to a tournament without seeing like 50,000 trophy girlfriends or wives, and they're all dressed, all dolled up.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. It's like part of the culture. The first time I went, I was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
I had
right
babies
now?
Too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, knocked them up.
Just having this black belt baby.
Yeah. I'm gonna have this black belt baby.
I'm gonna have these ninja babies.
Yeah.
That class that we went to, where. That was the class that I dislocated it. That girl was rolling.
Yeah, she's dope. Kid.
She is like the fastest person ever. Yeah. And I swear to God, I felt like the dirtiest, like rapiest dude ever.
Because you're huge.
Huge.
She's tiny.
Sweating over her.
She's like 120.
Let the boy watch.
And I was like, I remember she was like trying to get me something like a triangle. And like I was like... you know, I stacked her, and I'm, like, sweating on her, and I'm like, this is, like, this might be the grossest thing from her position. Just, like, fat, sweaty dude, like.
And it must be.
grinning, like.
It must be really weird for you, because, like, every time I'm in that kind of position, I just kind of give up the position to make it not weird anymore, you know? Or, like, go to a different dominant position. But for you, you're a white belt, too. She's a white belt, so it's kind of even in technique, almost.
No, she's way better than me in technique.
Oh, yeah?
Well, she's a lot faster, and you don't want to use strength to slow her down.
Correct.
Because, like, that's a dick move.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
You can. No, you totally could, but, like, you don't want to. And, like, I don't know. I still feel uncomfortable, like, trying to grab anything.
Yeah.
Like, got your arm open. That was
well, it's
boot.
Funny. There's this girl is in our class, and she's pretty good. You know, she's like learning just like the rest of us. And
oh, okay. You're talking about like,
I thought you were about to say, but I crushed her.
No.
You.
And it's like when you're rolling with her because her husband is a black belt, like SWAT team member who goes to the gym. So when you're rolling with him, you're like, oh, there's also, you know, some potential consequences if I were to like, you know what I mean, accidentally poke her in the eye or something. This guy might fuck me up.
He's not going to hit, kill you for accidentally.
For sure, but it goes through my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait a second. This is his wife. I better be extra careful.
You should just be like that with everybody. Yeah. Every.
But that guy's scary, man. He rides his like motorcycle.
Yeah, extra.
Like, doesn't own a car. He just ride my motorcycle.
Okay.
Doesn't even wear a shirt. He just has a leather vest. No.
The gi.
He just wears a gi everywhere.
Yeah.
Looks like a Kuma or something.
A Kuma.
He doesn't even wear the sleeves. He just rips them off.
So wait, when did that injury happen?
Like last week.
Last week, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It actually heals fairly quick. Quickly.
So get your back, get your ass back in there.
Tape that thing. Get there next day.
Taped it last time. The only thing is, it's still, the stupid thing is, I'm still going to work.
Excuses.
And so,
Cyrus, this podcast is actually an intervention for you. You got to get your shit together and keep training.
I'm gonna keep.
Nah,
training.
Give it another day. Make it feel a little bit better and get back on.
When
well, here's the thing, so like
when
the days that I have them off, like
when
I'm not trying when? To, I'm not trying to do anything.
Must
I'm
be just, super annoying on the audio.
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm like just trying, like resting it. So I'm like, okay, keep the leg elevated, blah, blah, blah. And it heals faster. And I'm like, okay, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to work and there's some like lazy fucks out there that like don't want to do anything. So I'm running all over the place. And I'm like, well, now I feel like I've undone the work that I've done, like I've put in place to like heal it faster.
Yeah.
So I'm taking a huge like vacation. I'm just going to rest up and then it's going to just be amazing. And I'll just tape the shit. I'm just going to tape up everything.
I'm going to start taping, too. I don't tape. I've been almost 2 years, and I don't tape anything.
If I was you, Cy, I would still roll. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily roll. Sorry, let me rephrase that. I would still go, but like your priority is not to do anything with that toe. Like you would be surprised what you'd pick up, like not using a foot.
That's well, true. They say that you gain more weapons by taking one.
Like you're
away.
Gonna be like, oh, like it's gonna suck. Like you're gonna have to figure it out. But like every time I've when I blew up my knee, it was
who farted.
Why are you guys staring at me?
Man? I don't know what's going on.
Well, somebody farted.
So, y'all just, okay.
No, it actually smells like the food.
Maybe.
Oh, I burped. But I burped into the mic.
Why would you do that?
That's cool.
Why would you do that? Now everybody's going to smell it.
Anyways, long story short, you'd be surprised at what you could pick up with an injury.
Well, here's what I was thinking. Just because I'm trying to identify why. This is the second time that happened.
What do you mean? Identify what?
Why did it go ahead and get dislocated?
Why do you have shitty toes?
It can't just be the toes.
No, it happens.
I might be trying to do something.
No,
I bet you.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it.
It just madness.
I bet it got stuck
in between the mats. So that's what they're saying, that they have to like.
That's how I busted my toe.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mats just kind of spread out a little too far.
My two big toes are real.
Oh, dude,
real tender.
They'll never heal.
It doesn't. I don't even think about it.
I tape mine every time, though.
Yeah.
You just tape everything together, or you just tape like the joints?
I just tape the big toe so it doesn't bend, the knuckle on the toe.
Yeah.
Oh. But the knuckle on the foot is completely, like, it's so swollen for like 3 months. It's probably broken, but there's nothing you can do. Like,
yeah, toes. You go to a doctor, they're going to be like, what the fuck do you want me to do about it?
Oh, we got an x-ray and it's broken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. This is like, it's not even worth it to do it. The first time I dislocated it, I remember still rolling with the dude because it's a brown belt and I almost got his back and it was the most exciting thing in my life. I was like,
when I get someone's back, I'm literally shaking in excitement.
Yeah.
I'm like, I ain't fucking letting this go.
The worst thing is like you almost get it, you feel it and you're like, don't worry about it. You got this. You're like slowly creeping up. And like I said, I get sweaty and like when you're excited and in pain, super sweaty and you have a dirty grin on your face. I actually feel worse for him than the girl.
Yeah.
And I remember you just like tapped the shit out of me. I'm like, well, we got to stop here. And he's like, oh, dude, like you were doing fine. I'm like, no, it's just like, he's like, oh, yeah, that's put it back.
Yeah, tape that bitch up, dude, and put some ice on it before and after.
Get your ass back in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, don't do some of the warm ups. Don't be on active toes, you know, which I guess. This might not exist, but
all right.
Active toes are.
I know we don't have a following, but I wish this is one of those moments where I wish we did have a following in like a subreddit and stuff. I want to throw it out to the universe. Like, does everybody do active toes in guard? Is my school not teaching it?
What is active toes?
I can see active toes in other positions, like side control and stuff like that, to get more weight on him. But in guard, I don't know. And I've asked several people this, and nobody's giving me an answer. And Yanni's like, gym have told him about
multiple
active
gyms,
toes. Multiple gyms that I told you about active toes and guard.
And they've stressed it like active toes.
Maybe I'm gonna look it up on YouTube. I'm gonna figure this shit
out. I've seen a couple coaches like jiu-jitsu said something about it, and I was like, that motherfucker said it.
In guard?
And then I rewinded it, and he didn't say it, and I was like, oh.
it's
a phantom-like technique.
It's like deja vu with the Matrix.
That shit exists, man.
I'm sure it does. I just want someone who knows about it to tell me about it.
I'm not good enough to
get up on your toes and you're in guard.
Instead of having the top of your toes touching the mat, you have the bottoms of your toes touching the mat when you
have
your knees down.
Like your foot is flexed.
You're instead of that with your knee on the ground.
Yeah.
Instead of like that with your knee on the ground.
Oh, no. Dude, fuck active toes.
That's
I feel like you could break a toe easy. You could break a toe easy like that.
Yeah.
What if they, like,
but it helps you drive. But in guard, I don't feel like it's the right thing to do because your weight is too far forward. You can't sit on your base well.
I mean,
but
unless you're mobile enough.
I'm missing something.
Maybe if you're mobile enough to do it, it's better.
I'm not mobile enough. I've been working on it ever since you told me about it, so I can try it out. But I haven't gotten.
Asked your coach?
I've asked a couple brown belts. I haven't.
What'd they say? No.
They said I don't know.
Shit.
I was like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so we'll figure it out eventually. Maybe it'll be a running thing.
Yeah.
Active toes.
Yeah, active toes. Head movement!
Yeah.
Active toes!
No!
If you guys come to my tournament, just fucking keep yelling
just keep
that
yelling,
at me.
Active toes!
Active toes! Active toes!
Because it's such a stupid name. Like, we need a better name for it if we're going to yell it at a tournament.
No, I like active toes. Go for it.
But by the way, I have a tournament this weekend. I'm gonna crush it.
Oh yeah?
Yep.
Good luck, man.
9 guys, including myself. What's up with it?
That's a good size.
Weight class.
195.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sitting at about 191 right now. I'm fine. Like, wait, if I don't eat anything, I get down to like 189. With the gi, without the gi.
Oh, without, okay. Isn't the gi money. Like a pounder?
It's like, it could be up to 5 pounds.
4 pounds,
with a light
yeah.
gi, you can get up to three or so. But yeah, I'm gonna crush it. So the topic I was thinking about talking about was what made you guys want to start jiu-jitsu?
Peer pressure.
From?
You fuckers.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I did it way back when. I did it when I was in junior college.
So what made you start that time?
Oh, God. I can't remember. I think I was just curious, and I just wanted to go try it out.
UFC fan?
Some dudes, huh?
I was kind of a UFC fan. Not really. I didn't really get into mixed martial arts until the WEC.
Right.
Because those fights were free.
And then you got me into it with that.
Yeah. And they
Uriah
were
Faber
fun.
And all
they
that stuff. Yeah.
Great fighters were still, you know.
Yep.
And that was later when I was at a university. But I think that I had like a couple buddies that had done it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go try it out. It's a way to get into shape, mostly. It was like exercise, you know.
Was that the
and
first?
Then I fucking loved it.
Was that in the first go around?
Yeah, I loved it. But some guy... Some little kid, I was a little kid, but some guy put me in an armbar and popped my elbow, and it still hurts to this day. And then I had to take a break, and then I went to school. I had to leave that academy, school, right? Huh?
You did it in school.
And then in Davis, I did, but I went to like an MMA academy. It wasn't a jiu-jitsu academy. They did jiu-jitsu there, but it was like jiu-jitsu with punching.
Yeah, they didn't even have a black belt at that time.
There was no belts. We were just there in gym shorts. In a storage unit. Yeah, we were there like, it was like two storage units. They knocked down the wall, I think.
That's kind of cool, though. That's like some old story stuff.
Yeah.
You know? That's some old story.
And it was
stuff.
Great. There was like a girl there that was winning pans, and there was like, there was some like top people there. And
what
did
she look like?
She had short hair. She was real kind of, you know.
Muscular?
Masculine, yeah. She was badass. And she would beat the shit out of me like on the regular. And then I got really into Muay Thai.
Was jiu-jitsu the first martial art you tried?
Yes.
Okay, and then you went on to Muay Thai?
I won some, like, competition as an 8-year-old in karate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I still have the trophy.
Nice.
But jiu-jitsu is the real, real martial art.
Yeah.
Not the shit on karate, but jiu-jitsu is the truth.
So what made you start this next time around? So my experience with it was like I kept I was the only one doing it. I think maybe Yanni was doing it simultaneously with me, but like we didn't talk about it. And I just kept coming around and like just threw out a little bit of jiu-jitsu stuff like, hey, today it was cool because of this. And then we just wouldn't talk about anything. Like we wouldn't talk about it again.
Yeah.
You know, I would just throw out little things. So what was like the straw that broke the camel's back? What made you like, I'm going to go to jiu-jitsu? Because you were into CrossFit before, too.
Yeah,
you still are a little bit.
I was really into that, and I still am. I think it's awesome as a way to work out and a way to supplement anything that you're doing. Doing it by yourself is weird, and that's what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Doing CrossFit by itself, I think, is weird.
But it's cool, too, because it has a lot of the aspects of jiu-jitsu, in terms of community and
totally.
Stuff.
I just feel like it's a great supplement, and I think it was actually made as a supplement. It was made by cops, for cops, to train them for being a cop.
Okay.
You know, so by design, it's kind of a supplement. Mm-hmm. And, but I, you know, now it's its own animal and I just got kind of tired of it.
Right.
Because, like, I'm kind of a skinnier guy and trying to be buff and trying to hit PRs or trying to.
You're working against your biology.
Yeah, it just didn't fit. So I started to get sticky. Like, all my joints were getting kind of sticky and I was, like, kind of primed for an injury. I was like, all right, I need to change. I was taking a bunch of supplements, protein, all this bullshit, which I basically. Totally cut out of my life now.
Do you feel better?
Oh my God. Yeah, I feel way better.
Okay.
You know, so, and then, but yeah, I just went and tried it. My coworker's like 4-year-old kid goes there. So I was like, oh, I'm going to give it a try.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yep. Right next to my work and just started going at lunch. And now I'm 2 years in.
That's it.
And I love it. Yeah. It's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yanni, what made you start? Oh God, it's hard to say.
And if you had like a big like layoff, like let's say you started and then you stopped and like you said, oh, I'm not going to do it again, but then you started up again.
Yeah,
like, explain each one.
That definitely happened. I don't think I really liked it when I first started doing it, but I knew its potential, and it wasn't like a self defense potential. It was like a how do I say this? I started for working out for sure, and I kind of like liked jujitsu. UFC was really blowing up at the time too, mm-hmm. and you know I was really, and I knew a thing or two, and I tried it once at. When I was in high school, just free lesson, and I liked it, but you know, I don't make money at that time, so it was like it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to college and I was working, I started it. I did it for about 4 or 5 months, I think, and like I didn't know what, and, like it was so foreign to me. Like I look back and it's kind of like. I'm surprised I stuck with it that long because yeah. when you first start, it's like you're like none of your joints know what the fuck they're doing, like none of your limbs know what they're doing. You're just like so awkward and like you're wearing something you've never worn before.
Yeah, you're wearing pajamas. Yeah. You feel like you're in a like a kid's yeah. class,
and you're
something.
Like, still and you're like submitting. To, like,
I look
coach.
At myself in the mirror. I'm like, really, yeah. this is what we wear?
I still feel a little bit like yeah. that. I come into like a class and there's kids in there wearing a gi, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm sitting on the floor watching while the kids' class is going on. The parents are there. I'm like, I'm just a fucking big kid now.
Yeah, yeah. Which sorry, is great, but
There's just a lot of things to get used to. Like even submitting to a coach, you know, like that's something I haven't done since high school, and I fucking hated that.
Right.
So like, I was trying to make that a positive experience, and my coach at the time was a super, super rough guy around the edges. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna whatever. I'm gonna just do this. 4 or 5 months in, I got a new position working in SAC. And that was part-time after school, so I was pretty busy with school. I mean, with that job that I had to take. So I ended up stopping, and then about 6 months later, I came back to the gym, and even my coach was surprised, like, oh, shit, you're back.
When you stopped, did you think that, oh, I just got to put this down for a little bit and come back to it?
I didn't know. I didn't know, to be honest.
It was up in the air.
Yeah, I was up in the air, but I came back to it, and then it wasn't until I came back where it really clicked. And not necessarily like movement wise or anything, because I still have like hell problems that I had back then. But like it just clicked, like, oh, I want to keep learning this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It dug its claws into me, I guess.
Yeah.
And I still have that drive now, which is kind of surprising because I don't have a consistent drive for anything mm-hmm. like I do with jiu-jitsu. You
right.
know? Like there is ups and downs in jiu-jitsu, but like I always want the same goals. In the jiu-jitsu, and it's like, oh, I need to tighten up my arm bar, or I need right. to tighten up my triangle. It's the same shit that I started with, you know?
Right, right, right.
My Toriano or whatever is like, it needs a lot of work, and yeah.
It's the series of goals that you can reasonably obtain with hard work, and you see the results yeah. of them, you know?
And when you see them, it's like, you're fucking high, dude.
It's a big payoff. Yeah, yeah. An endorphin rush, you know?
It's
you're
like, holy shit, and that then, was smooth.
Yeah, and I've heard it described as that, like, you know, you could do anything really and get that sort of high, that buzz from. Like, you can arrange flowers and, like, wow, that was an awesome flower arrangement I made.
Work for this.
But
you know?
This, like, you get the discipline in a lot of things, in CrossFit or whatever it is. But with this, you get all that stuff. You get the community, you get the workout, you get all this stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, you're learning how to choke people.
That,
yeah. You know,
that's the cool thing about jiu-jitsu. You get that extra, like, oh, also this.
Yep. That's something that you just. What you hit was a big point for me is I was missing out on community in school. I didn't have I didn't have a group of people who shared my interests.
Right.
And I found that with jiu-jitsu, and that's one of the biggest things I would say. Like when I moved back home from that gym, the first thing I was looking for in a jiu-jitsu gym was a community.
Right.
And it wasn't even like who's the best fucking black belt around that I'm going to learn how to kick ass with. It was like who are the dopest, who looks like the dopest amount of people in one gym that
where
I can
I enjoy
with.
Spending my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like I want to go to a gym where I'd be like I could hang out with that guy after class.
Right.
Even if I don't do it, like I want to be super cool with these people.
Right, right,
that,
right.
I think that was the biggest that became the biggest driving factor for mm-hmm. choosing gyms.
Yeah, that's dead on. Yeah. I feel really like there's a bunch of like-minded people in my jiu-jitsu yeah. gym, and I can't say that about my gyms, you know, my other CrossFit or whatever, the way I can about jiu-jitsu. It's like, are you me? Like, we listen to the same music.
Yeah.
Like, he likes Tool and Rage Against the Machine. Like, it's weird.
It does get weird. Yeah, I'm like, playing Pearl Jam today.
Most people have like the same haircut and shit. I'm like, dude, there's like,
yeah. It's getting weird. It's like, wait a second. Like, there's so much overlap in the interests outside of jujitsu for people who do jujitsu.
Yeah. Right.
Like the jujitsu community has like extended to bow hunting. Like, all of us have bows now. We shoot compound bows in our backyard.
Let's be honest. Rogan has a lot to do with all of that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't give him credit for that stuff, but. Because I've wanted a bow since I was a kid. But
no, I'm not saying for you personally.
For the Rogan stuff,
He definitely reminded me. I got to give him that.
Yeah, for sure. That's true. You got to give that guy credit. That was wrong. Yeah, man. Because he's just putting all the coolest people on his podcast. And then I'm saying, oh, well, that guy's fucking awesome. I want to be like that.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy how much. I mean, I went to the bow shop the other day and I saw like a dude from my gym. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he had my gym's shirt on, and we're just like laughing, like, this is so weird. You know?
That was another thing is the importance of hobbies became more. It became something that I realized was a really important factor in growing up. Mm-hmm. Is like you get so busy that you actually like start becoming less productive.
Your hobbies become watching a show, a stupid show on TV, just to like, burn your time.
You're just vegging, and like that vegging just like. It just turns into nothing. And like, I could use this spare time. Like, I'm working out with jujitsu and gaining a skill.
Right.
Like, I'm killing two birds with one stone kind of thing. There's just, I mean, the benefits to jujitsu are endless, you know?
Yeah.
That's really all it comes down to.
Yeah. Like, Sai.
Keep talking.
Right. We can all keep talking. Sai, what made you start? Cause you're the one that started the latest out of all of us. And I find that you're still like kind of, You're kind of in and out still. You're like not solidified. You know, you haven't cemented yourself in the rhythm yet.
I'm not sold on it.
Really?
It's not like a thing of like, you know, like I don't see like the benefits of it and everything like that. It's more of, you know, like when you find that gym that's awesome,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to it for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then after a while, like you're going through that like little weird period of, like do I want to stay here or do you want to like kind of just. Go try to find something new.
Anyways, Cyrus, why don't you jump back in?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me make a little cue.
Boop. Go. Okay, so, I mean, like, the main thing for me was...
Boop. Oh, sorry, go.
I need to see the little sound wave so I know where to pick up from. Let's get quiet.
Boop. So, like, what I... Boop.
It just becomes like a, I want to boop.
Okay, we can all boop, all right?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Boop! Boop! But mine was the real boop.
All right, go ahead.
So, the main thing was, I feel like you're raring for it. Like you're just getting ready.
He's charging up.
I've lost it. We should have finished already.
No, okay. So here's the main thing.
Hey, hold on. Pause.
I want to talk. Me. Go. Wait, is this part of the podcast?
Right, bring it down real quick.
Okay.
So sorry.
Fuck you. It's like the bloopers. I can't stop now.
Okay. So, Cyrus, so why did you join jiu-jitsu?
To be honest, it was just because I did boxing before, and that ended up bad. I just went to the gym for a while, and going to the gym sucks. It's like the worst.
Totally.
It's the most boring. Like, you try to get in your own zone, and then, like, you start staring at girls because, like, girls are wearing super, like, tight.
I was not expecting you to go in that direction.
I was going
to start, and they kick you out of the gym. And, like, for gawking at girls.
And then, so here's my
thing. The cops get involved, and it gets fucked.
And you start stalking to the parking lot for the fourth time.
And so,
next thing you know, you're locked up in the penitentiary.
Yeah, guys.
Then I was like, fuck, I need to
I'm like, I'm drinking booze through your butthole.
I didn't turn my life around and learn how to hold these women down.
I have the treadmill, and like I'm budding, and I'm
this is awful.
I've been like, I try to do like my little cardio session, and then I
Can we start over?
No, it's great.
That's great.
And then I lift, and like
I forgot what Sarah's talking
about. Here's my thing: is like I don't talk to anyone at the gym. like I don't interact with anyone. Like there's like awkward interaction with some fair. People I see a lot. Like I see there a lot during my time. And then here's the thing. I'm running. I'm in my own head. I see these hot girls. I get super distracted. And then I realize that I've been running this many miles and I get super winded from that. Because I don't know. My head thinks like, holy shit, you ran this much. You're tired now. And then I just zone out.
Yeah.
I lift. And then now I just can't stop thinking about me staring at these chicks.
Let's be real. That's what the gym's all about.
Yeah. Were you going to get to that, like, you didn't have that sense of community back on the gym?
Honestly, I don't care about community.
Die. As far as I'm concerned,
monologue I had just wasn't clicking with you.
I don't care about community.
You know what? Fuck community.
I like the idea.
The TV show, the people, fuck everybody. Community, suck my balls. Cyrus.
That's what I liked about boxing was like,
I'm out for number
one. No one cares. With what the other guy is doing, you're just punching this freaking bag. When you're sparring, you're just punching this other dude. And that was cool. That was like a cool aspect of boxing. No one cares.
This is like a comedy bit. Like, you're killing us.
He doesn't care about the community.
When you
why go to become a mountain man, why?
No, that's like my thing, though.
Yeah,
it's like,
be a hermit.
Like, I don't want to care about other people's feelings.
You're fucking with us now. Come on.
No, I'm not. I don't want to care about anyone else's feelings.
Fuck everybody who's not me.
Because, like, it pisses me off. Like, I feel like, okay, what when you do?
I have feelings and my name's not Cyrus. Fuck you. Yeah, okay.
So, but you're rolling with someone, and you, like, let's say you have a day where you're rolling with a bunch of, like, kids or girls or whatever, and you go super light on it.
Go light on what? Are you,
kids or girls?
What are you framing?
Which class are you going to?
Get light on it.
Well, I mean, like, you're not using your full strength. You're not using a lot of strength, right? It becomes less of a workout.
Hold on, let's bring zero. Let's recalibrate this conversation.
We need a reset.
Why are you rolling with little kids or little girls?
Kids and girls.
You heard it here first. Fuck community. Fuck rolling with kids and girls. Cyrus 2020.
Let's recalibrate here.
Oh my god. You're fucking killing me.
No, I'm keeping it all.
Oh, my face hurts.
Cyrus. So, okay. I'm lost in the nebula that is your fucking monologue. Okay. Why did you join jiu-jitsu?
Because I didn't want to get my ass beat 24/7 in boxing.
Okay.
You went to a shitty boxing gym.
Yeah, that sounds.
Like, I'm gonna take it a step further. Why did you join boxing? Like, why did you join a martial art?
I was gonna get to it, and then I got distracted by the girl situation.
Yeah, why were we talking about the gym?
I get distracted by girls.
Okay, keep going.
The main thing.
Nobody at our gym is gonna want to roll with you after this,
right?
Sorry, go on.
Can we cut out that like entire thing?
No, I'll keep a lot of it.
Oh my god, that was so funny. Are you kidding me? That was hilarious. That was so
my
funny.
My main thing was,
why did you join a martial art? Answer the question.
No,
so we can move on with
I want to explain. No, I want to explain it correctly without like just beating myself on it.
I feel like you're pleading the fifth. Like just
I am kind of. So I'm going to go back. When I did the gym, it was very boring to me. That's the main thing.
Okay.
It was very repetitive. Okay. Or like, jiu-jitsu, it brings another element. You're learning a skill. You're learning a skill, but like the other thing is you're going up against someone who is going hard with you. And like you're trying to beat the other person.
It's competitive.
And that's a good aspect. You get like an adrenaline rush from it.
Right.
Totally. It's awesome. That's what I liked about boxing. You had this sparring aspect.
Yeah.
It's not a thing of, you know,
just lifting weights.
Lifting
at the gym,
weights, or even when you're punching the bag. Like after a while, if you were only punching the bag, I would have hated boxing.
Yeah, the bag doesn't punch back.
Exactly. Mm. Never got to the speed bag, which is like the only thing that I kind of regretted.
Regardless, anyways.
But that's the reason you guys were talking about it 24/7, and I was like, yeah. There was this MMA gym that offered stand up, the ground, like it did even wrestling too. So like that's a cool thing. Like, I feel like wrestling has one aspect that maybe jiu-jitsu can benefit from.
MMA is dope. It's probably, honestly, a better self-defense now than just straight jiu-jitsu.
But, like, here's my thing. I called that gym and they said straight up, I'm like, here's when I work.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be reasonable?
So they
were very honest. They said, listen, like, you're going to be going to the sparring classes only. Like, you're not going to get the education.
It's
not worth it. And it was a very cool thing of them to do.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I went to a couple other places. There's a lot of small gyms with, like, dudes that are MMA fighters and they're just trying to make a quick buck.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, like, they're splitting, like, a third of the class and, like, they're teaching jiu-jitsu there. Didn't want to do that. I mean, you were doing jiu-jitsu, this big class, and I've been there once, so I got the regular vibe of it, which is cool.
Yeah, you came to open mat. It was nice.
Yeah, and so I decided, you know, yeah, go to jiu-jitsu, try it out. If it works, awesome. If it doesn't, whatever, you'll find something new.
So to summarize, you wanted to try it out because we were talking about it nonstop.
You were looking really for something.
I was initially looking for a combative thing because I do want to be able to defend myself in some situations.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you guys were talking about it and its benefits. You see on like a lot of like UFC and stuff like that. UFC, right?
Yeah.
Okay. UFC, like all the people were saying the same thing. Like this, oh yeah, their jiu-jitsu aspect is really crucial in this part.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, that's awesome. Like, I'll do it. That and just like being able to pin down girls 24/7, just right up my alley.
So, do you see yourself sticking with it? Do you see yourself getting a blue belt?
I actually told myself this. Like, I said, I would at least get a blue belt, and I do that for everything that
you set a goal.
Yeah, I set like a reasonable goal. Like, do a blue belt. Like, you know more than the average.
Totally
bear.
Reasonable.
And go from there.
Yeah.
Because I know black belts that are freaking awesome. And like, they are superhumans. Like they're freakishly good at what they do.
They're not superhuman. The cool thing is that, yeah, they seem like superhumans, but it's attainable.
It's absolutely.
You can get there if you stick with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe not in the same technique and style. Everybody's got their own style, but it's something that they're just humans.
And
they put in hard work over the course of a long time and got to that point.
Exactly. And I think that's like one thing that makes me want to stay in it. That very aspect of these guys become unbeatable from just doing this one sport.
From getting fucking beat, dude. Yeah.
But the only problem is like, what about that stand-up, though?
It's just our gym particularly.
Is that the
and if you go to certain classes, you'll learn stand-up. Friday night, no gi.
That's all I'm saying.
A lot of stand-up.
Pete, why'd you join?
Why'd you join, yeah.
The
girls?
Yeah.
Were you staring at the girls?
I was at the gym, you know, and I just got tired of staring at the girls.
It's exhausting. I agree with you 100%.
And I was man, I would rather roll on the floor with some guys.
You're running with a boner, and like it's chafing. It gets weird.
Yeah. I always wanted to wear pajamas and roll around the floor with men.
That's sense to me.
Yeah, right?
Dude, those drills are sick, though.
I was, I always liked the idea of learning to defend myself. Like, I haven't been in any real street fight.
That's really straight up why you started. Self-defense.
For the most part.
Period. Yeah.
Self-defense. Yeah. And the person who sold me on it was Rogan.
Yeah.
And Joey Diaz, because he started it at...
Man, I wonder if he sold to me. And I just
he's like
remember.
55 or something like that. And he started jiu-jitsu and he just got his blue belt. And I was like, if this guy is doing jiu-jitsu, I have zero excuse not to do jiu-jitsu.
Who is that?
Joey Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Rogan's friend. They planted it in my head. And for the longest time, I was just like, yeah, you know, I'm going to do it eventually. I'll do it eventually. Then we went to Peru, and I had a bit of an experience over there, and I was like, this is a waste of time. I got to get this shit going right now. Like, fucking do what you want to do with your life, you know? Just fucking go do it. Try it out. And after that, it was just all the reasons that we described before.
Wasn't
why jiu-jitsu is dope.
Wasn't it fucking terrifying the first day?
I'll never forget it.
What am I doing here? Like I was high.
I remember vividly.
Yeah.
I came in gym shorts, as most people do. Like,
do
I sat on the outside bench. Yeah. I sat on the outside bench because the kids' class was going on. I was like, am I allowed to go in there yet? Should I wait? I thought that was a class. Is this the right time? And all this stuff. Yeah. And then I started seeing these like buff dudes walking into the gym, and I looked at myself. I'm like, this is not the right place for me. What am I doing here? This is so weird. And I just walked in like with my eyes just wide open, and then thankfully somebody's like, "Hey, is your first day?" I'm like, yes.
Yeah. And they signed me up. Nice, huh?
They signed me up and everything like that, and they're like, "Okay, do a front roll." I'm like, "Excuse me?
Yeah,
a front roll?
What is that, dude?
Did you
just try to front flip, land on your feet?"
I couldn't.
They were doing it, and I was like. And they're like, and they pulled me aside and they like, here you go. Like broke it down for me. And it was awesome. And then the next time it was even better. Cause I came when there was less people. Like I went when there was like 30 people and there was like not enough time to teach me everything. And then just kept going. And I got to credit Rogan again for, not only planting the seed in my head, but also priming me for how difficult it was going to be. In fact, he got me so ready for how difficult jiu-jitsu was going to be. It's almost easy. Because he like blew it up in my head so much. Like, you're going to get beat up and this and that. And I'm like, oh, it's just part of the game. Like, I came in with like a cheat code, you know? Cool. Like, oh, it's already part of the game. So don't get upset about being tapped out because everybody gets tapped out. And he set me up for that.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Did you watch jiu-jitsu videos before you walked in? Because I think back and I was watching a lot of how-to videos before I even joined. Did you do that?
Not that I remember.
Sars?
Maybe I tried a little bit, but if I did...
No, I still don't watch them.
If I did, I probably, like, just for a second, and then I was like, wow, this is way over my head. I should probably just go in there. You know what I mean? It was like, wow, I have no frame of reference for any of
Because I was obsessed with those YouTube videos before I joined up, I think.
Yeah, I still don't. Other white belts in my gym are like, do you watch YouTube videos?
Do you see that Baron Bolo?
Not interested.
From Armbar?
Yeah, it's just going to confuse me.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot, like, people, like, tell me, you got long legs. You should be playing a lot of more X guard or this or that. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to figure out regular guard. Like, don't drop that stuff on me yet. Like, I know the basics of those other guards, but it's like, I don't play them in my game too much unless the opportunity shoves itself in my face. So like, well, here it is.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's above my pay grade. I mean, when I get to purple belt, maybe I'll mess around a little bit.
Yeah.
Besides that, my fundamentals still need a lot of work, you know. But yeah, that's pretty much why I joined, is self defense. But then I just fell in love with it. Like I was kind of in the same page as Cyrus at first. Like, yo, we're kind of neglecting a lot of the self defense aspects of this. Yeah, I was on the same page as Cyrus. Talking about like, oh, we're lacking a lot of the self-defense aspects, and I was waiting on that a lot, but then I just fell in love with it, and now I'm just addicted to the sports side. Every side of it I love.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? And, and now
you got the most addicted to the sports side out of all of us.
Yeah, definitely. But it's not even like it's also kind of uncovered things about my mentality that I feel like, oh, I didn't even know I needed to work on that, like my competitive side. And that's probably the biggest thing that I'm working on, is my competitive side. Besides technique, like I have big holes in my technique, particularly stand up and stuff like that. But
totally, I think we all do.
But it's uncovered like aspects of my psyche. Like, why aren't I more competitive? Like, how do I develop that side? How can I be more competitive? Should I be more competitive? Like, it's throwing all these questions that I have to answer, you know. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun giving yourself that thing instead of just watching Gold Rush on Discovery Channel and being like, oh, that's how they get gold out of
that shit
soil.
Is good, though.
It is cool.
Alaskan Bush.
But you don't need to watch it all the time, you know?
Naked and Afraid.
I'd rather go to jiu-jitsu and then watch a little bit of it, you know? Yeah. Anyways, that's why I joined jiu-jitsu. Okay.
I love it, man.
Yeah,
all right. Sweet. Anybody got some closing words? No? Cyrus, I don't even want to hear another word out of you.
What did I do? Okay. Yeah,
it's episode 7. I mean, we made it.
Is it 7 or 8? I don't know. I'll just put it on the title.
Sure, it's 7.
Last one was
so cool. Maybe we'll start advertising, huh?
Yeah. Okay, I think it's time.
I think we should throw it.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Over and out.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
Later.